Question from Mukund Prabhu. If the ultimate aim of human life is to get liberation from the cycle of birth and death, then why do scriptures recommend women to perform Vatta Savitri Puja to get the same husband for seven lives, Sat Jisat Janam? Is this practice at all mentioned in scriptures? Answer. The scriptures talk about multiple levels of spirituality. And within Karmakanda, which is an important part of the scriptures in terms of the size, vast majority of the scriptures talks about Karmakanda, although that is not the conclusion of the scriptures. So within that, the idea is that material enjoyment is ultimately the goal of life, and the purpose of dharma is to help us to get better material enjoyment. So within the Karmakanda sections, it is taught that our worldly relationships can be perpetuated at the material level, not by avoiding death, but by replicating those relationships in future lives. So that's how the problem of death, which sabotages all material enjoyments, is attempted to be circumvented in Karmakanda. And as a part of Karmakanda, there are these sort of rituals where the material relationships are prayed and worship is done. Prayers and worship is done to perpetuate the material relationships for many, many lifetimes. Now, if we go beyond Karmakanda to Jnanakanda, there we have the idea that all relationships are false and one should just cut off the bonds in relationships and move forward and go on towards spiritual life and attain moksha. Beyond that, when we come further to bhakti, things become little more complex. Bhakti in and of itself does not reject material relationships, but it spiritualizes those relationships. That's why in the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where chapter 14 talks about ideal family life, in that chapter it is mentioned that if the wife assists the husband in performing devotional service, and both of them render devotional service together, then that devotional connection can be continued not just in the next life in Swarga, but it can be perpetuated in the spiritual world eternally. So the idea here is primarily that we don't reject the material relationships, we spiritualize them. But at the same time, the focus is not on spiritualizing the relationship, the focus is on spirituality, focus is on Krishna. And once we are centered in Krishna, then we can spiritualize the relationship concomitantly. So, yes, these kind of things are there in scriptures, but devotees who aspire not just for moksha but beyond moksha to residence in the spiritual world where there are eternal relationships centered in Krishna, in this practice of devotional service in this world, we try to replicate a similar Krishna-centered reality in our home, and we try to make all our relationships Krishna-centric. So we may not at a material level aspire for perpetuating the relationships, but we can aspire to focus on serving Krishna and dovetailing all our relationships in that way. So that's how we can spiritualize our relationships, and all our relationships can help us move closer towards Krishna. Thank you.